This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Pete Hegseth to have his position in the first place. By the way, that was the question I was asked in the hallways today, mostly by these liberal reporters. Should Pete Hegseth resign? It's ridiculous. Again, a federal prosecutor said Joe Biden was so incompetent he couldn't stand trial. He was the commander in chief. Where were all these journalists asking questions then about his mental state? They were gone because they're all on the same team. We ought to stand together here and make sure that we understand this was a mistake. It shouldn't happen again, but they were successful, and it's a change in direction.
Yeah, Der Spiegel is...
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, Tyrus, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Of course, everyone knows you as a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, host of Maintaining with Tyrus on OutKick, and also host of the Brian Kilmeade Show, which aired right before this show today on 97.1. You're busy.
Yes, it has been a busy, busy week, but that's okay.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you making the time.
Oh, yeah, and I'm heading actually to Andover, Mass. I got a show tonight. So, you know, we're making the rounds, and it's opening day. Where both our teams are currently in first place.
For sure. How are the Boston Red Sox going to do this year? Last year at the beginning of the year, you had not a whole lot of confidence in them. What about this year?
I'm optimistic, but I think the sophomore jinx is going to be pretty rough. A lot of young guys had good years last year, So I'm not really sure how it's going to translate over. And I was not thrilled that we let our closer go to the Angels. I don't think Chapman has much left in the tank, so I'm a little concerned if what their management saw. But, you know, the Texas Rangers were like, hey, thanks for almost costing us a World Series, so, and he's our closer. So in Red Sox fashion, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, we're holding on for positive outcomes, and we need a lot of hope, and maybe, I don't know if Boston needs that this year as well, but we'll see, of course, and we'll watch it throughout the course of the season. I wanted to ask you about the signal gate, as it has been referred to. I'm almost ready to just pretend the story didn't happen at all, because there is room for improvement in how these departments are managing their communications, but the fallout was minimal. It's just been a boon for Democrats who haven't had anything to complain about. Is this a scandal?
No. And is it really a boon? They're just doing what they do no matter what. They cry and complain with no real alternatives or solutions, and their answer was fire everybody. You know, we want transparency, which is hilarious. It was 4 years of shadow, and we still don't know who was making these pardons and signing this stuff, and every time something bad happened, it was swept under the rug. Or, you know, Jean-Pierre would come walking out with her notebook full of no answers and just walk around and, you know, circle back, and then there was the one before her. So it was an entire administration of just it was in shambles, and people lost their lives with their decisions, and this wasn't the case at all, you know, somehow, which I'll be interested to see if it was an inside job, if it was a leak, if someone got him on that thing, because I'm sure there's going to be people who feel they're martyrs and are, you know, not going to follow the oath they took in office. to do things like this to try to sabotage this administration. So I'm just interested. I just think it's really, I don't believe in coincidences, and one of the staunchest and most false fake news toting reporters was in on this one. So I think that raises my eyebrows quite a bit. Mm. And it goes back to the, you know, enemy within thing. And Democrats have been pretty open about just promoting violence with the Tulsa attacks and,
yeah,
and opposition with no apparent reason. The American people voted convincingly and handedly, and they all seem to be learning from their mistakes. And I don't think I don't think anyone lost sleep over this situation. I think they thought they had something, and again, they should have waited for the facts to actually come out, because it went from war plans to attack plans to, you know, Pete asking you guys where you guys want to order for lunch. So again, they're trying it. I think Will Cain from Will Cain's show absolutely destroyed 2 days in a row. And I think Senator Crow was probably the worst one that he just wiped out, because he was like, oh, you know, this is he. And it wasn't about whataboutism. Will Cain was like, this is your the standard for what you know hold as far as is outrageous, and firings need to happen. But yet on Afghanistan, you didn't ask for anyone to be fired. So I'm just curious to how you square that. And he had absolutely, you know, he said the greatest, worst line ever. Oh, it's apple to oranges. And I was like, yeah, the apples were getting killed.
Yeah.
So again, it's just, but yet they didn't call for anyone's job. Guy goes missing for 4 days. No one knows where he's at. Doesn't call for anybody's job. President can't complete a complete sentence. Can't do a meet and greet without a 12-foot teleprompter for 10 people. Not allowed to take pictures. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You know, we had orgies in the Congress chambers. No one's calling for fire. How many firings did that? Were there actually going down in the last previous administration? So it's just, that's what makes it so laughable.
Yeah,
is that, you know, you want to criticize 1,000%. I think the response matched the criticism. We heard it from the president, Mike Waltz, Pete Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard. Like, everyone has chimed in. Cash Patel. Everyone has chimed in, accepting responsibility, and are getting to the bottom of it. So I don't really see what the issue is, other than they just refuse to report good news and things that are actually happening.
Tyrus is speaking with us right now. Of course, he's on the move. Very, very busy guy. Always working. And we are always grateful for your time with us today, Tyrus. I think, our YouTube poll question today is, how did Goldberg enter the signal chat? Human error, technical malfunction, or a setup? Do you think it's possible that there was something nefarious that got Goldberg into that chat?
I think we saw this in the first time Trump was in the White House, where there was constant leaks, constant so-called martyrs inside that were doing things. And it's just, I'd be different if it was like James Smith from Arkansas, who's a plumber who works 80 hours a week, got a random text from Pete Hegseth and the guys talking about the strike. That's a weird coincidence where a number, a missed number was put down, but his number was put in specifically. 1,000%, I feel. I don't know it's fact, but it feels true. And I don't believe in coincidences. And it just seems awful random that this particular individual would get punched in there. So either he had someone, you probably need to sit him down in a chair and actually ask him when he was aware. How was he aware? I think, you know, with today's modern technology and guys like Cash Patel, run the FBI, they should be able to get to the bottom of it pretty quickly. And I think we'll find out there was probably a leaker.
Interesting.
Who was purposely trying to sabotage. Again, don't have any facts to back it up. Just kind of, you know, they're a party of feelings, so I'm going to take a page out of their book. It just seems weird to me, of all the numbers that it could be, it was this particular individual.
Yeah.
Seems a little strange.
Got a Tyrus hunch. I'm kind of there with you. We'll wait and see what the facts bear out, but I think we'll get to the bottom of it. Tyrus, I want to ask you, you said they're an emotional bunch and you were going to lean into your emotions and your feels a little bit. Your thoughts on their darling Jasmine Crockett? She went to school here in St. Louis at a very, very wonderful high tuition private school. She is very well educated. She seems to have been successful in her work into getting into politics as a representative now in Texas. She's got a filthy mouth on her. She doesn't back down from it. She insulted Governor Abbott, calling him Hot Wheels. Of course, we understand that Governor Abbott is in a wheelchair. What do you make of Jasmine Crockett? Is she the real deal?
No, she's a joke. She's playing a character. But they all got the memo. The Democrats do everything as they're all, they basically, this progressive activist party that's holding the Democratic Party hostage, they all do the same thing. They all get, there's one email sent out. It was an email sent out like, hey guys, cuss. If we cuss, they'll like us. But they don't learn anything with your fake manhood stuff with Tim Walz that he got laughed at and now he's angry about. And now the new thing is all of them say the F word. And it's out of context. Or she decided that she called him Hot Wheels and thought everyone was going to laugh and hot mess and saying he was unattractive. So all the things that they complain about. Wasn't it like a few months ago that Marjorie Taylor said something about her hair and AOC and her flew off the handle about being so disrespectful that she should be removed for making comments like that? And here you did talking about something. I'm all for making jokes and I'm all for being funny, but not when I'm not would be if I was a senator, not if I was a congressman, a woman. I'm supposed to be speak on something, and you know, we're in the hot ass streets of Texas. You know, the sad part is it was written down, and then when you get called out on it, you get busted for it. It was in poor taste, and I don't apologize because you're not a person of merit. You have no character. You just showed that. You got to have a foul mouth and be able to say, like, cussing is an art form. It's a cussery, and I'm a cusser. I'm a an artist, and it's done colorfully, and it's word enhancers, I believe, or sentence enhancer. It's like adding just the right amount of garlic to your spaghetti sauce or the paprika to your salmon. The right cuss word is a beautiful thing. But then there's those who don't know how to use the words appropriately. Usually it's people who English is a second language and they say some interesting combinations of cuss words we're not familiar with. But this is just important. This is whack. It's goofy. It's once again, it's Senator Warren asking her husband if he wants a beer, and he's got his outdoor jacket in the kitchen. You know, it's just these fake setup things. Tim Walz holding a shotgun for the first time in his life. you know, and trying to sell it to, like, he's an avid outdoorsman. You know, with tags still hanging on the biggest caution vest they could find because they didn't want him to get shot. So, I mean, they do this to themselves.
Yeah.
She's a bad person, and she wants to play the ghetto card. I made a joke about she kept the ghetto till she got the job, and then she started acting out. But also, they're probably telling her to talk this way because, again, they have no respect for their constituents. They're activists trying to get reelected. That's it, trying to find one thing to hang on instead of showing up and showing character. And that's the lesson. Trump showed tremendous character. He was able to look at the way he was president the first 4 years. He worked through. He became better, smarter, calmer, cautious, more open-minded to working with different people. And it's turning into a really awesome 100 days. And Americans are positive and feel good. And the party that's supposed to be serving their people instead of getting involved and help get things right and admitting wrongs and mistakes. They don't have the ability to do that because they're still too busy trying to fleece the American people.
Man. Well, you know, let me ask you this question. Last question before we let you get to it. We're talking about Signal Gate, even if Signal even deserves the word gate after it at this point. And Jasmine Crockett, these are the two big things that are really being pushed out of the Democrat Party. You go and talk to real people all over the country at all of these shows that you go sell out everywhere across the United States. Do real people care about either of these issues?
No, they think Crockett's as fake as her hair. And they just don't. And Signal, they're like, what are you talking about? The mission went off without a hitch. And you got it 2 hours before. And when it was over, you went and said, hey, I got the plan. That's like me saying, hey, I got the playbook from the Super Bowl. And it was over a day ago. You know, was it a mistake that people are like, hey, that, you know, that shouldn't happen? And they moved on with their day. Nobody is like, what is going on? What is happening? Because we don't have videos. of people falling out of planes as a result of this. We don't have people crying, asking why the White House won't speak to them about their lost family members. We don't have things like that that were a result of this. This was a clerical error, and luckily there was nothing that went further than that. And their answer is, well, it could have been. Well, this our phone conversation could go the wrong way, and I could get upset and punch the front of my seat, knock the driver out, and crash into a tree.
Don't do that.
That could happen. It won't happen, because we rarely disagree or argue on much. But I'm just saying, you can sit here and play that, connect the dots with anything. And that's, I think the American people are just really sick of it. And I think if this continues, you don't even got to go out and make a commercial. Just run these sound bites. You know, she called everybody Hot Wheels, and she's going to be in a fast car with her behind out of politics faster than she can say another dumb, stupid statement and not be adult enough or woman enough to apologize and be like, hey, I was wrong for that. And they'll say, well, President Trump does apologize. And he was held to the highest esteem and constantly criticized and went after and confronted. And we've definitely seen a change in his behavior. But also, he was responding to people who were attacking him. And when you're calling somebody a Russian asset, a spy, and a misogynist, and all these terrible things, I think you're allowed to fire back.
Well, Tyrus, we are always grateful. It's always fun to come in and hear your voice filling in for Kill Me today. You did a great job, and we love having you on Thursdays. Go Cardinals!
Go Red Sox, and yes, apparently I have the face for radio.
Not at all. Thank you. We'll see you.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, host of Maintaining on Tyrus on OutKick. And if you want to read his story, he's got two books out that you should read in this order. Just Tyrus. And then Nuff said, we are so grateful. We've had a great relationship with him every Thursday since 2018, I think. And he was coming on our show. I think his main role at that point was being on with Late Nights with Gutfeld. But he has really blossomed into a very important part, in my opinion, of the Fox News lineup. And he's been very loyal to us. It's been great to have him here.
He's somebody that even people who may not know a lot about Fox News are kind of aware of.
Yeah.
He just stands out.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah. He would say he has a gravitational pull.
In a way. We are grateful to have him. Let's take a quick break. We've got the rest of the show open here. Our YouTube live chat poll. How did Goldberg enter the Signal chat? Was it human error? Was it technical malfunction? Or was it a setup? We had somebody suggest in the YouTube live chat that they think Mike Waltz is a rat.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen that discussion.
Seen that as part of the discussion. Mm-hmm. Should we take phone calls? Do people want to talk about it? I don't know. If they don't, we'll just do something else, I guess. We have to, right?
Yeah. So, like, if we say, let's take phone calls and nobody calls, I think we probably just continue to talk.
We'll just cut to the middle name conversation. if that's what we're talking about when we come back, it means it didn't go well. We'll see if the phones are working. And if you want to call and tell us what you think, is Signal Gate even a gate? Is it even at the qualification level of being gate? Or if you think Mike Waltz is a rat, maybe you think Signal Gate is a gate, but it's completely on the other side, as in somebody's a mole, somebody's a rat. What do you think about it? You think it was human error that Goldberg got entered to the Signal chat? You think it was technical malfunction, or do you think it was a setup? Let us know if you think that this is even an issue or if it's a nothing burger. Here's what you do. You call 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, and we'll take your thoughts on the matter when we come back. Don't go away.